T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen's End of the Morning Now, 7:45 here on Make It 7:46 on a Monday morning. Three big things. Nationwide gas prices dropped slightly in the past 2 weeks to an average of $2.93 a gallon.
Two.
Earthquake in Oklahoma Friday felt by many here in southern Kansas.
One.
Several communities report tornado and storm damage in Kansas and Oklahoma. No fatalities. Three big things. Stephen Ted on KNSS.
Out there in traffic, we've got a traffic accident and it's slowing things down. So this is in the Goddard area on US 54 at 183rd. Looks like the traffic accident off the roadway, but it might be slowing things down in the area. Probably best to avoid it if you can. Again, that's 183rd and US 54 in the Goddard area. An injury traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy with a 90% chance for showers and storms today at a high of 65 degrees. 100% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a 50% chance for showers and storms. And tomorrow's high 75 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. East wind at 14 miles per hour and 53 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:47 on a Monday morning. Is your medical insurance claim, if your medical insurance claim is denied, is it a waste of time to fight it?
This is House Call for Health. More than 42 million health insurance claims were denied in 2017. And according to a new study, that's usually where the process ends. Less than 0.1% of denied claims were appealed by patients. Health insurance experts say this is a big mistake. A report by the California Chronic Care Coalition found that state health officers reverse more than 60% of claim denials. They cite one case of a man whose insurance company okayed payment for surgery and recovery, then changed its mind and refused to pay. The patient filed a grievance, and the company was forced to cover the claim. Health experts speak about step therapy, where insurers refuse to approve a doctor's course of treatment until other, less expensive options are tried and fail. There's a bill in Congress that would allow doctors to appeal these step therapy decisions. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And the Stephen Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. How much vacation time do you expect to take this summer? 2 weeks or more? 20%. Less than a week? 24%. None? 27%. And 1 to 2 weeks? 29%. So the most is 1 to 2 weeks, followed by none. And it's on there on our webpage, knssradio.com. We're going to close out that question. We've got another one. You know, the Wichita River Festival is just a few days away. And we're going to ask the question, how much time will you spend at Riverfest this year? I'm going to one event, concert, or I'll be going to Riverfest a few times during the week, or I'm not going at all.
Yeah, we're about a week and a half out.
Yeah, it's coming our way, and we've been talking about it, and we talked about it with the mayor this morning, as a matter of fact. Stocks notched their second straight weekly loss as investors were whipsawed by contradictory reports on the Trump administration's array of trade fights.
Investors were what?
Whipsawed. I guess
I'm not familiar with that
word. It's kind of like they were moving back and forth. Their necks were getting, you know, whiplash.
Right.
The S&P 500 fell 16 points Friday. Dow lost 98, and the NASDAQ dropped 81 points.
I've got it in the dictionary here.
Whipsawed.
Whipsaw. Right. It's
yeah.
A word.
Yeah, sure it is.
Subject to two difficult situations or opposing pressures at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. All right, last Friday we came out after we got off the air. The Kansas Department of Labor released the jobless report for April, and unemployment in Kansas was at 3.5% in April, which was unchanged from March. 3.5%. Here in the Wichita area, a little bit of a different story. The MSA, the Wichita area, which means Sedgwick, Sumner, Butler, Harvey, and Kingman counties, the jobless rate was down to 3.3% in April, and that's down from 3.9% in March. And I don't remember,
that's
Ted.
That's a huge drop from March.
I don't remember when it was the unemployment in this area was that low. I don't, and in all the many years I've been watching this stuff, I don't remember. So it's been that low. So we're pretty close to, very close to full employment here in South Central Kansas and Wichita area. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted is showing off new aircraft in Europe. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's time for the European Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Geneva, Switzerland. And Textron is ready to go with a large display of 8 aircraft. The highlight is the Cessna Citation Longitude business jet. There have been delays in its certification process, but the aircraft is expected to enter service later this year. Textron is leading the market in business jet deliveries in 2018 and in the beginning of 2019. President Trump starting to ease trade conflicts with U.S. allies. The U.S. has reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico to remove steel and aluminum tariffs. The easing with our allies allows the administration to focus more intensely on the trade negotiations with China. President Trump also decided not to press for levies on European vehicles. Envision planning big upgrades to its headquarters in downtown Wichita. EB Constructions pulled a $1 million building permit for the work. An Envision spokesperson says the Kathy G. Hudson Child Development Center will be renovated. The work will help the center increase its enrollment and boost its ability to serve children who are blind or visually impaired. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, my grandson Luke's having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Have you ever met Luke?
Yes.
Have you? How long ago was
I believe I met him. It's been several years, but yeah. I think he was with you probably at Walmart when we ran in.
Okay, Luke T, they call him, and he's turning 16 years old today.
He's about 7 feet 4 inches
well,
tall, isn't he?
He's a little taller than I am, I'll put it that way. He's past me. We don't know where it's going to stop, but he's also about 20 pounds heavier than me as well. He's a big boy, strong boy. Having his 16th birthday today. How about that?
Congratulations.
You remember your 16th birthday?
Barely. The only thing I remember is being excited to get my driver's license.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Today is National Rescue Dog Day, recognizing the benefits of allowing four-legged canine to adopt you into their immeasurably lovable life. According to the ASPCA, approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters every year. 3.3 million. And they like to find a home for those dogs. So
sure.
National Rescue Dog Day. Of course, you had fish for pets. Is there anything as a rescue fish, I wonder? Ever seen anything like that? Abandoned fish?
I don't think so.
Any fish that's alive is a rescue fish.
It's a rescue. All right. Thank you, guys. 7:55 now. 7:54, Steve and Ted. Coming up at Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on storm damage in Kansas and Oklahoma. Ted has sports today.
Yeah, we got a former Shocker heavily involved in the NBA playoffs last night. We'll have highlights from that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way as well, right?
8:35 this morning. We'll recap you on the box office results at 8:35.
And traffic and weather as we head into this first day of the week. In the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.